Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show tonight, all of you in the switchboard and chat room and archives and listening on your iPads and iPhones. This is a time of Christmas miracles. I felt led to do a show tonight. I wasn't going to, but I do believe that this show will prove to be helpful to somebody, perhaps. It's open up to prayer. The line is 1-347-850-1527 if you have a prayer request. Pray for you tonight. And we also wanted to make some announcements to those of you who are listening out there and share with you all the people that Mama Joyce promotes. And I want to welcome Eric into the chat room as well. He finally got in. We had a little trouble with the chat room on different servers. First of all, I would like to ask you to please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out and tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. We also promote Chaplain Steve. He has a San Diego Workplace Chaplains business, and it's www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. He was a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology, and Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through life's challenges. You can contact Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143 or visit him at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. I wanted to let you know that I support and promote some wonderful, wonderful businesses and people who help other people. And one of those organizations is the wonderful C&J Craft, which actually website is www.craftcollaborations.com. They have wonderful USA-made products that they promote and sell on their website. Very reasonably priced, a lot of them. Something for everybody. And I just want to ask all of you to go out and support them. Check out their website. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, your coworkers, and family to check out www.craftcollaborations.com. And Julia and Chris are the owners of that website, and they do a fantastic job in selling these products that they believe in, as well as Mama Joyce. I believe in what they're doing, and I just think the world of them, and I hope that you'll support and really promote your own way this wonderful, based website that has that bases itself on the Brotherhood of Mankind, and they help people sell their products, and their products that everybody can use. A lot of them are, they've got all different kinds, vegan and gluten-free, and something for everybody. So please check out www.craftcollaborations.com. Also, I would like to promote HopeMill.com, and Pearl Huber is the director of that. And what they do is they gather toiletries and soaps and food items, non-perishable food items, And they put them into backpacks, and they put them into the hands of those who are in need on the streets. A lot of times they have blankets that they also share and give to these precious homeless, especially our homeless veterans. So do support and promote them as well. That's hopemill.com. You can go there and see what they have need of, what they do, and how you could become involved in maybe doing some fundraising so they can get some wonderful items to put into the hands of those in need, and maybe donations. If you are in a position to do that, it would be wonderful. HopeMill.com, and Pearl Huber is the director. Also, Mama Joyce has a very special place in my heart for our veterans and our military. And so I promote the WoundedWarriorProject.org and NewDirections.org or NDVets.org. I hope that you listen to Mama Joyce's promotions, because these people really need our help, and they need to be they need to be understood, they need to be embraced, and they need to feel our love and presence in their lives. Just to pray for them is wonderful, but we need to be actively doing something as well. So I hope all of you who are listening, especially this time of the year when a lot of them are overseas and they can't be with their loved ones, maybe there's an Angel Tree Project near your home where you can donate to give the children gifts whose parents are deployed overseas. Or maybe you know some people in the military who could use some respite or help with their bills or maybe fixing up their apartment or their house. You make yourselves available to these precious ones who serve our country and keep us free. It's so important that we do that, folks, especially during this time of the year. So please keep that in mind. And if any of you are interested, I have a website called angeloflovministry.com. You can go there and see some of the things that I've done over the past 35 years in volunteer ministry that Mama Joyce has done. And over the Christmas vacation time, a few days, my son is going to come over, and we're going to upgrade my Angel of Love Ministry website. So you'll be seeing new things coming to that as well. So I indeed wanted to share that with you all. And I want to do a little shout-out to Chaplain Steve and Drew and Chris, those and Portia, those who are always been so supportive of Mama Joyce. I surely appreciate you all and love you so very, very much. You know, I wanted to also promote HeavenlyDeposit.com, the movie, because they're launching their filming in March, and I do want to support them as well. So let's not forget HeavenlyDeposit.com, a Christian movie, and let's not forget ShareOurStrength.org, NoKidHungry.org, No Child Should Be Hungry in the United States. And these are programs that help these precious ones who are struggling, especially this time of the year. Also, the gentleman who does the intro to my show is Matt, and he has a website, mattspeaking.com. So having said that, I just want to thank all of you once again who are listening, and either now or in the archives. And you can also listen to my show after it airs in the archives with the same link that I send out here. So that would be desirable for you. If you can't make it tonight, you can go to http://tobtr.com/s/sam/ 814-739 is the short link, or you could just go to Blog Talk Radio and patch in Mama Joyce, Messages of Hope, and it'll take you to my show as well. So having said that, I just want to once again thank all of you who are listening tonight. And I wanted to also play some music for you because it's very special this time of the year. You know, we just want to promote the brotherhood of mankind and you know, learn to know who God is and what he did for us here. So, you know, I'm going to first play this song, and I hope you really, really love it. It is something that really is near and dear to my heart. And this is by Chris Tomlin, and I Will Rise. Folks, whatever we're going through, sometimes this is a time of year where it can bring sadness because we've lost loved ones, you know. And so this song is I Will Rise, because we will. We will rise because we have our hope in God and eternity. So listen to this song and enjoy it, and God bless you.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise.
guys. You know, folks, I was listening to a couple of pieces by Tony Evans. My son had shared with me about anxiety. You know, a lot of us are anxious and worried about finances, the world, the way the world is shaping up, our health, relationships, all different kinds of things that our flesh worries about, our mind worries about. But you see, folks, this is what I'm learning too. I'm sharing with you what Mama Joyce is learning and what I'm applying to my life, and what, and perhaps maybe it'll touch you and help you in your life, hopefully. You know, when we're anxious or we're worried, that's a sin. And let me tell you why it's a sin. Because, first of all, God is in control. And he doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to be anxious. He wants us to trust him, and he wants us to put him first. Okay? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Well, what does he mean, all these things? Well, shelter, food, clothing, the needs that we have. We may not have the wants, but we do have our needs met. Of course, there are some who are homeless, those who are dying of cancer, and there's all different scenarios. But we're still, no matter what position or shape we're in, we're still to trust him. You know, when Jesus came here, he died so that we could have eternal life. Where we are on this earth, it's only temporary. This is a place here where we can have the freedom to learn things, to grow, to become loving and kind, or to become evil and bitter. It's he gives us the freedom, you know, to choose those ways. So what would you choose? You know, I know, look, a lot of times people say, well, where is God? How come this is happening? Or he didn't answer my prayer this way, or he's allowing this to happen, or he did this to me. Well, you know, you have to have a relationship with God. It's not about religion, folks, and you have to get into the Word. And if you get into the Word and you see the promises that God has made to those who listen and obey, he doesn't ask for a lot of strict rules or commandments or bylaws or anything like that. He asks for a relationship, to get to know him, to trust him. You know, he is so far more advanced than we are. You know, we're human. We're very limited in thought as to what we can do, how we can think, and how we can behave. But he knows everything. He's everywhere. And after all, God created this world. He created us, so he knows what we have need of. You know, and we need to build our relationship with him. We need to learn about his attributes and characteristics. How do we do that? Two ways. By reading the Word, the Holy Bible, and by learning how he interacts with us. You know, so many times, so many times I've been through situations that have challenged me, and sometimes very difficult situations. There's been a lot of loss in my son's life. We have experienced a lot of loss, so at this time of the year, it's exceptionally difficult and challenging for us. But we don't sit there and wallow and feel sorry for ourselves. Instead, we do what we can to help ease human suffering and help other people who are hurting and challenged and feeling sad and alone. It's not a good feeling. We know what it feels like, so we send out prayers, and we do what we can to ease people's broken hearts and suffering and aloneness in our own small way. I have these bags from hopemeal.com, God bless them, that they have supplied me with, where I can hand them out to the homeless people on the streets and the homeless vets. They have food and water and a pair of socks and toiletries and, you know, things of that nature. It's a bag of love, and I've been handing those out. I'm just about out of them, but we handed out quite a bit from the church last Saturday at the Lord's Kitchen at Emmanuel Church in Burbank, California, and a lot of people were blessed that way and also with a hot meal. So there are things you can do. Now, these bags were donated to Mama Joyce, so I was able to put them into the hands of those in need. Whenever I get donations of clothing or non-perishable food items, blankets, shoes, socks, things of that nature, and jackets, I load up my car, and whenever I have an opportunity to see someone who is in need, I pull over and I indeed share what I have in my own small way. And my son has also done the same thing. An apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as they say. You know, I raised my son with deepened love for God and to build his relationship also with the Lord, which he's doing. And he is a beautiful example of God's love, and we're both growing in the Lord, and as we all should be, hopefully. And you can learn a lot by God's interaction with you once you make him, once you make Jesus your Lord and Savior. I mean, he wants us to be saved. He wants us to spend eternity with him, you know, and this world is growing so dark, and instead of walking in fear and anxiety, if you have a relationship with God and his son, Jesus Christ, you don't have to walk in fear or be anxious, because you know he's got your back. You may not understand some of the ways or some of the things he does or allows, but one thing you need to do is trust him. There's been times in my life that I've gone through things and wondered where he was in my life, but then I know he used it for my good, because now I'm able to turn around and help other people who maybe have gone through or are going through some of the things I have, and to offer them hope. See, I think we need to have hope, and the only way to have that is to build a relationship with God. Get to know him, his characteristics. It says in the Bible, God is love. God is love. He doesn't look at the religion. He looks at the heart. So it is, folks, those of you who are listening tonight, I am going to play a song for you now. This is by Selah. And a lot of times we can't carry our load. We need someone to listen to us, who we can go to and will understand us when nobody else does. And even though we can't see God, we feel his presence and know he's there, and he will carry us. So this song is I Will Carry You by Selah.
There were photographs I wanted to take, things I wanted to show you. I'm barely hanging on. lullabies, no more teary eyes. Who could love her like this? I will carry you while your heart beats. Call me on the empty cradle through the coming years. I will carry.
Isn't that beautiful? That's by Selah. And you know what, folks? He does carry us. He does. You know, lately I've been experiencing God's presence more and more in my life. And one of the ways he's been growing me is in the area of prayer. Prayer is such a powerful tool. He uses us as vessels of love and peace and truth. And he oftentimes will speak through us to encourage other people, to bring forth a prophetic word, and just basically to encourage us to keep on going. It's a very dark world. We are definitely in the end times. We are. And every religion and every belief system knows that because of what's coming on this earth. But that's why it's so important where and how we spend eternity, which means forever. Like I said, this is only a temporal place. We're only here for a short time. We need to make good use of it. You know, we need to put away anger and hatred and bitterness and fear and anxiety and pick up the cross and follow Jesus. He never, ever forces anybody to believe in him or what he's come to do here. But he does share it for those who would like a better life. Listen, I've been a Christian over 35 years, okay? And I've had, just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean my life has been wonderful and blessed. It has been in many, many ways. But I've had a lot of challenges, and I've had a lot of things happen to me that I had to suffer, you know, and my heart broke. And a lot of challenges that sometimes I didn't understand what was going on. But lately, what I've learned to do is, even though I didn't like it, or I didn't understand it, I'm learning to trust God through it, because he does, and it says in Romans 8:28, he does work everything together for good for those who love God. I belong to a couple of prayer groups at my church, and God has been using me to bring forth powerful prayer. Now, I give him the glory. I'm just a vessel. You know, I'm just a tool in the master's hand. I do not take any glory or any type of gratitude for that at all. My gratitude goes to the Lord. So when God uses me to pray for somebody and he moves mightily on that person and gives them a what I call a Christmas miracle during this time of the year, he gets the glory. I'm just blessed that he wants to use me as a vessel to pray. And I'm honored to do that. I really am. You can have many gifts that the Lord gives you. You may not have all of the gifts, but you may have some of them. I don't know too many people that have all the gifts that the Lord offers, but whatever gifts he does give, and if you're willing to allow him to have you use those gifts and he used them through you, you just can't picture or imagine the joy that you get from that. The joy that when you pray for somebody and you see God work and answer that prayer, how wonderful that is. I have an uncle, and he lives in Arizona. He's my last living relative that has my dad's name besides my son. And he was told, or I guess he was diagnosed with a type of blood cancer. And I was very upset about that. He's 80 years old, and, you know, I love him very much. He's actually my dad's brother. So, like I said, I went to a couple of prayer meetings, and we prayed for him. And I got the word today that he's cancer-free. They couldn't find one bit of cancer in his blood or body. And that's only the Lord. You see, folks, nothing I did or any of my sisters or brothers in the Lord who prayed did. Just the fact that we came together in agreement and petitioned the Lord and asked him to please intercede and please heal him. You know, we also, whatever we pray for, we always ask for God's will because he knows what's best. Like I said, I don't understand. I don't claim to say I understand all of his ways. I don't. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. But he has taught me that through every challenge that I've experienced, to trust him, and that he would, if we do that, he will work everything together for our good. And I believe him. He's never failed me. Like I said, I may not understand some of the things I had to go through or why I had to go through them. I may not until I get to be home with the Lord. But I do trust him, and I love him more than anything or anybody on this earth or anywhere. I love God and his son Jesus Christ so much that I will go through these things and live to glorify him because I believe in what he came to do. Jesus came to be a savior and to die for our sins so that we could have eternal life with him. Wow. You know, and that this time of the year is about his birth. It's a very, very powerful time. This is a season of Christmas miracles. And that's why I say, if you want to pray, if you have any prayer requests tonight, you could call in 1-347-850-1527. I'd be glad to add you to the prayer time we have towards the end of the show. And if you are listening in the archives, you can go to angeloveloveministry.com. And my email is there, my email address is there, and click on email me and send your prayer request, and I will pray for you. When I say I'll pray for you, I do. I'm not just going to click the word like they do on Facebook, which is very nice, don't get me wrong, but it's nice also to be able to hear somebody pray for you or see somebody praying for you. You know, we need that encouragement and reassurance. Oftentimes we need human interaction too and human support. We want to build each other up, not tear each other down. So please keep that in mind, folks, especially when you're around coworkers. Look, you don't know what they're going through. You know, maybe they're feeling lonely or suicidal or bitter or hurt or broken. You don't know what they've been through. So instead of feeding their anger or their bitterness back with more anger and bitterness, try real hard and ask God to help you to love them, not to condemn them or point the finger, but to love them. That's what it's about. So a lot of us, during this time of the year, like I said, are brokenhearted. And there's another beautiful song by Selah called Bless the Broken Road that leads us back to God, because a lot of times that's what it takes to build a relationship with the Lord. Sometimes when he needs our attention or wants us to be guided into something better than what we've been through or going through, or deliver us out of a dilemma, he will allow us to be broken, to get to the end of ourselves, so that we can come back to him and trust him and turn everything over to him and watch him work. So enjoy this song. It's called Bless the Broken Road, and it's by Selah. Beautiful. We need to remember to go to God, not only when we need something. Part of building our relationship with him each day, starting your day with the Lord, start praying, getting into the Word every day, and making him a part of your life. You know, he loves us unconditionally. He doesn't force anything on us, but he allows things to happen to guide us and lead us in the way we should go. And he's a benevolent, loving, merciful, and gracious God. That is how I've grown to know him. And he's a true and loving God, truly. You know, I also want to mention that we need to not only support our veterans and our military, but our first responders, and especially our firefighters out there who put their lives on the line each and every day, and the police department as well. Not everybody who is in those fields are bad people. They have some people who are not so good, and that's in every walk of life, not just the police department. So let's not bash them because you see some things happening that shouldn't. A lot of the times there's police that do benevolent things and loving things that don't make the news, because only the tragedy and the bad stuff does. Also, like I said, I want to promote the firefighters, especially those here in California, who are always on call. Of course, they are all over the United States, and we want to support them and lift them up daily in prayer. And if you can donate toys, they have Sparks of Life. Go to the fire department and donate a toy for someone who doesn't have a new toy, unwrapped toy. That would be wonderful. Also, the Angel Tree Project, and you know, there's all kinds of ways that you could become involved. If you're not able to financially help somebody, especially this time of the year, but Mama Joyce tries to do it all year long, but especially at this time of the year, you can donate your time. Maybe you have a skill of singing or reading books, or all these different kinds of things that don't cost anything but your time. And make yourself available to those who are hurting and in need. You know, that's what I ask you to do, folks. You know, even though Mama Joyce sometimes feels sad and down, I try not to stay there. And what kind of things do I do so I don't stay down? Because, I mean, we do get down. There's no two ways about that. That happens. You can't help it. But one of the ways I do that is to go out and help somebody else. Maybe pray for them, offer them some food or a gift card for a hot meal. Or like I have a few of those bags left to put into the hands of those in need. Or go to a convalescent home and comb the hair of an elderly person, or read to them, or just listen to them, or help feed them. You know, a lot of times people don't know how to handle their elderly ones, and so they put them in a convalescent home, and oftentimes they're left there and they're very lonely. So we can make ourselves available and ease that kind of human suffering. And if you're maybe dealing with somebody who maybe has dementia or Alzheimer's and you feel they don't know you, love them. One thing they do know, they may not know who you are, but they sure know love. You never lose that instinct or that expression, you know, of love. So please, you know, don't give up loving, and don't give up on your loved ones. You know, I pray for all of them, and especially those who serve our country, you know, the veterans, the military, and the firefighters, the police department. Mama Joyce supports them, and, you know, and anything I could do to help ease human suffering, I want to try to do that. I've only got about 12 or 13 minutes left on the show, and I do want to take some time to pray. And then at the end, I will take us out with a beautiful song from Third Day. But I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, safe and sound, and healthy and prosperous. And let us not forget what this season is about. It's about giving. And it's about the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who loves us and who died for our sins so that we could have eternal life in heaven with him, so and see our loved ones. So keep that in mind, what this season is about. And please love one another and help each other and learn to forgive and put away bitterness. You know, also God wants us to use wisdom and discernment, and if there's people who want to do harm to you in some way, you don't have to be around them, but pray for them and send love through God for them. So please keep that in mind. I will just make a general prayer for people, because you may have a request or weren't able to call in, but God knows what you have need of. And so I pray in that direction. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you with deep gratitude, God, that you loved us so much in this world that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, well, he died for our sins and believes in him, will have eternal life. So not only do we believe in him, but we're washed clean of our sins when we confess our sins and turn away from them. So thank you, Father, for this opportunity to win souls for you. And thank you, Father, for an opportunity to lift each and every person up who is listening to the show now or in the archives who need prayer. You know what they need, Father. Our military, our firefighters, our veterans, they all need help, Father. They all need you to be ever present in their life and to reach from heaven and pour out your Holy Spirit and meet their needs, Father, like only you can do. So we lift up these precious ones to you. We lift up those who have needs for finances, health, relationships, jobs, housing, whatever their need is tonight. If somebody's contemplating suicide, send somebody to love them, Father, and let them know they're not alone, especially those who are hurting this time of the year who feel alone. We lift those up to you and our precious homeless and our veterans, and we ask that you meet their needs, Father. We give you the glory and honor. We give you the gratitude for the Christmas miracles that you're going to perform, Father. I lift up my sister Carolyn to you, who has sickle cell anemia, and I ask that you deliver her from that and from all infirmities in her body, and for Terry, who has fibromyalgia, and I pray for her too, and Marlene's children and Martha's children, and my precious sister also, Bridget's children, and Lord, my own son, whom I love and adore, I pray for him too, and I lift him up to you, and Uncle Billy, and my cousins, and my sister, all of our loved ones, Father God, all of those who are in earshot, who need prayer tonight, and Jason too, Father God, and Olivia and Lisa, Lord, I just lift them up to you tonight, and I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit and meet each and every one of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, according to your will in your special time and in your special way. Help us to grow in trusting you and growing in our faith, and to know that you are sovereign, God. You are sovereign, and you want to prepare the way for the days ahead. And help us, Father, to be prepared to educate ourselves as to what's coming on this earth, Father, and to pick up the cross and follow you and trust you and hear and listen to what you have to say. Help us to be still when we need to be still, Father, and help us to speak when we need to speak. Put your words in our mouth, your thoughts in our mind, and your love in our hearts. Help us to forgive, Father, and to walk and not render evil for evil, but instead to render love for evil, Father, and to render good for evil, Father. Help us to be the light unto the nations and your living child, Father. So we thank you and we praise you and give you all the glory, and in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And, you know, God's going to answer our prayers in a way only He can. So do not lose hope. Do not lose your faith. He will answer. Our churches around the United States are having concerts and tree lighting services and Christmas Eve services. And I pray for them. And I pray that God will anoint them and win souls for Him and use it as a time for all of us to shine as lights into the hearts of those who are hurting and broken and need hope in our world. And the way to do that is, to, of course, to bring God and His Son, Jesus Christ, back in it. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming tonight. We only have about 7 minutes left on the show, and there is a song that really ministers to my heart, and I know my son loves it as well. I consider myself, hopefully a majority of the time, to have my soul on fire for God, which means I want to be used by God as His instrument of peace and love and truth, and give Him the glory and honor. And the only way I could do that is through getting into the Word each day and praying and worshiping. Don't forget worship. Turn on YouTube and play some worship songs and lift your hands to the Lord, and He'll lift any burden that you have off of you and replace it with His love and His confidence that He's with you every step of the way. So don't ever think that you're alone in this world. You're certainly not. And this is a time of Hanukkah, too, the festival of lights and the miracle of the oil in the lamp burning for 8 days and 8 nights. So we want to acknowledge that as well. So once again, I want to thank you all for coming tonight, listening in the archives, and Eric especially, thank you for always supporting Mama. And you know, I appreciate you very much. You're very dear to me, and very proud of you, son, and I'm not ashamed to say that either. So I love you. I love all of you out there. Come again and listen to my show Saturday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Go to angelofloveministry.com if you want to get in touch with Mama Joyce. So having said that, we'll say Merry Christmas to you all. Good night, and be safe, and don't forget to pray and get into the Bible. Okay, God bless you all. Oh, this is a song that isn't going to play tonight, so I have to do another one, unfortunately. Sometimes we have a glitch like that. So I will play another beautiful song for you and take you out with this song. And this will really warm the cockles of your heart. So I'm hoping that you'll like this one. Well, just a second. We're getting a little glitch here. Hold on. Anyway, I just want to say this is a time of loving people and helping people. So please don't forget to do that and make yourselves available to those who are in need. Be aware and be mindful of what's going on. You know, and do not ever think that you're alone, because certainly you are not. Know that. So I want to take us out with We Are the World, if you remember that song from the 60s, because we are the world and we are the children and we need to love one another. God bless you all. Merry Christmas and good night.
All family and the truth, you know love is all we need.